Number 13215, Conley's United Methodist Church seeks a special use exception to operate a daycare facility. Section 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Property is located on the north side of Jolins Way. The 911 address is 33106 Jolins Way in Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 7, Parcel 126. We have 16 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Is the applicant present? If you would please come forward. Mr. Sharp will swear.
That's fine. Habits die hard. First, if you could state your name and place of residence for the record. Okay. Now, Ms. Bradford, do you swear affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth during these proceedings this evening? Thank you. You may proceed.
Just turn the mic.
Oh, yeah, there we go. The mic's on.
Good evening, everyone. I am really glad to be here tonight on behalf of Conley's United Methodist Church. We are asking for your approval for a special use exception so we can open a preschool on our church property. Conley's has always loved being an active part of the Sussex community. At the very heart of our church's mission is a commitment to community outreach, to serve, lift up, and care for the families around us. We see this preschool as a natural and vital extension of that outreach mission, using our existing space to fill a deeply important need for high quality early childhood education and care for young families in our area. Above everything else, the safety and well-being of the children in our care is our number one concern. Every single aspect of the program, from the layout of our secure playground to our arrival and dismissal procedures, is designed with child safety as a number one priority. We want to give you total peace of mind that this preschool will be a low-impact, highly organized addition to the neighborhood. We've worked incredibly hard on logistics to keep things running safely and orderly, and we are strictly adhering to all guidelines and requirements set by the Delaware Office of Child Care Licensing and the State Fire Marshal. Between those safety standards and our local logistics, like our dedicated drop-off plan to keep traffic entirely off the main roads and our clear daytime operating hours, we are fully prepared to run a program that respects and protects our neighbors. Ultimately, our goal is to provide an essential and valuable resource for community outreach and to be a true blessing to those around us. Thank you for your time tonight. I do have a fact sheet with some of the hours and the number of children that would be there.
You can bring that over.
And if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer those.
I appreciate you going. Usually some of the questions that we ask, you've already answered here. So just it's going to operate Monday through Friday, 7 to 5?
Yes. 7 to 9 would be wrap care. 3 to 5 would be wrap care. Preschool would be 9 to 3.
Okay. And it's going to have its own dedicated parking?
Parking area, yes. The access to the preschool is directly across from the parking area. Parents will have to bring their children in. There will be no drop-offs. They have to walk in, sign their children in, or sign them out.
I saw you had 16 letters in agreements with this. So have you spoken to the neighbors, and has anybody been negative about it?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Previously, there was a Montessori preschool in the church wing, and that was very successful. But Conley's church would now like to have their own preschool, Christian preschool.
Was it the Montessori that was right behind the thrift shop area there?
Thrift shop area, no, it was part in the wing of the main church on Jolins Way.
Okay.
And will you be starting out with a maximum of 10 children and just kind of building, or?
10 would be the maximum to start because of staffing. The fenced playground area that the church is putting in is 1,500 square feet, and the maximum number of children would be 20 at that point, but that's in the future.
You're going to have a wait list then.
I hope so.
My children are at a Methodist preschool, and we wait at like 3 a.m. to make sure we get our spot, so.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask if you think you'll expand beyond that as time goes on.
There is that dream of more. They have 21 acres of land, so I believe that's a possibility down the road.
Yeah, it looks like there's a lot of land and parking, and there aren't really any adjacent neighbors very close properly.
I believe there's three in that area, but that would be the maybe the next goal, but
and just
start
for the,
with what we have without building anything new.
For the benefit of the board, should they expand beyond the current footprint of the building, that would likely trigger site plan review, you know, so there would be additional steps that would have to happen. So
you have to comply with Delacare, and you'll have safety inspections and oversight. That's
yes.
All
I have a dedicated specialist that I work with, and she's making sure all the certifications are up to date. Everything is, we've done radon testing and well water testing, and I'm in contact with her all the time.
I would imagine, just for the record, in terms of impact on the neighborhood, I would imagine, this is a question, but I would imagine that the preschool operations are occurring at a time when it's not at maximum capacity for religious services.
No, those would be Sunday morning.
Right, right. So it's usually utilizing the space and the parking and everything else when it's not
yes.
otherwise being utilized. Okay.
And if there is something else happening in the church and there are folks that are not authorized to be around the children will be kept inside that day or a designated play area.
Any other questions from the board? Mr. Robertson?
No, none for me.
Okay.
Yep.
You have a seat in the front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13215? We have one. Would you like to speak or just in favor? All right. We have one in favor. Is there anyone else who is present who is in favor of case number 13215? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13215? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing.
I do have one question from council. The length of term for this, is it a maximum of 3 years or is it an indefinite period?
It's with this one, if it's approved, it's approved. So it runs with the land is indefinite. So, yeah.
All right, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13215. For Conley's United Methodist Church for the requested special use exemption pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Just real quick, can we just, when we're going down the line on the votes, give some reasons why it won't adversely affect or there's, you know, no information in the record? You know, you could say things like, that was previously was operated as school. There was no opposition in the record to show that there was the property was adversely affected or the neighborhood was adversely affected. You know, that it's a minimal use of the property that's consistent with, you know, church operations. Just something so we have some basis in the record for the vote. Sorry for that. But just
so it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties. There was a monastery school in the wing of the church with no complaints. I'm sorry, what else did you say? It's been a long
there, well, there was certainly no evidence in the record that there was any adverse effect on the neighborhood.
Right. There was no adverse effect in the neighborhood, and there's, I think, at least 16 letters of support for this.
Thank you.
There's ample parking. There's no impact to the community, so there should be no issue at hand.
Yeah. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Lovingood?
Aye for her reasons.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And I too, and I would like to add that it's a 21-acre piece of property. There's plenty of room to expand. There's three neighbors, which is for that area kind of unique. So with that, with a vote of 5-0, case number 13215 has been approved. Have a good evening.